الدرس العشرون
Lesson 20
المدرس
The teacher
تأخرت يا أسامة
You are late, أسامة
أين كنت؟
Where have you been?
أسامة لا تؤاخذني يا أستاذ
Pardon me, sir
إنما ذهبت إلى المتوضأ لأتوضأ فقد حان وقت الصلاة
I went to the place of wudu, meaning ablution, to perform ablution. For the prayer time is due.
المدرس
The teacher
كأنك تريد أن تقول شيئا يا موسى
It seems as if you want to say something, موسى.
موسى نعم
Yes
تلقيت اليوم رسالة من والدي
I received a letter from my father today.
إنه يسلم عليك.
He sends you greetings.
المدرس.
The teacher.
عليك وعليه السلام.
May peace be with you and him.
جزاه الله خيرا.
May Allah reward him with good.
إذا كتبت إليه فبلغه تحياتي.
If you write to him, send him my greetings.
نقرأ الآن حديثا.
Now let's read a hadith.
يكتب على السبورة.
He writes on the board.
اقرأه يا أسامة.
Read it, أسامة.
أسامة. عن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال.
عثمان, may Allah be pleased with him, said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah's messenger. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said,
خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه.
The best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
رواه البخاري.
Narrated by Al-Bukhari.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من عثمان رضي الله عنه يا علي.
Who is Uthman? May Allah be pleased with him, Ali.
علي هو صحابي جليل وأحد الخلفاء الراشدين.
He is an honorable companion and one of the rightly guided caliphs.
أسامة لماذا يقال له ذو النورين يا أستاذ؟
Why is he called ذو النورين, sir? Meaning the one with the two lights.
المدرس
The teacher
لأنه تزوج بنتين من بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Because he married two of the daughters of the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him.
هما رقية وأم كلثوم رضي الله عنهما
They are رقية and أم كلثوم. May Allah be pleased with them.
تزوج أولا رقية رضي الله عنها وبعد وفاتها تزوج الأخرى.
He firstly got married to Ruqayya. May Allah be pleased with her. And after her death, he married the other.
موسى متى توفيت رقية رضي الله عنها؟
When did Ruqayya, may Allah be pleased with her, die?
المدرس
The teacher
توفيت والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ببدر
She died while the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was at Badr.
تخلف عثمان رضي الله عنه عن المعركة بسبب مرضها بأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقام بالمدينة المنورة يمرضها.
عثمان failed to join the battle by the order of Allah's messenger, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Due to her sickness, and he stayed in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara to nurse her.
ولما رجع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بدر زوجه أختها أم كلثوم رضي الله عنها.
When Allah's messenger, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, came back from Badr, he married him to her sister أم كلثوم. May Allah be pleased with her.
يرن الجرس
The bell rings.
أسامة غدا نذهب نحن المتفوقين إلى مكة إن شاء الله.
Tomorrow, we top students will go to Mecca, if Allah wills.
أتريد شيئا من هناك؟
Do you want anything from there?
المدرس
The teacher
تقبل الله عمرتكم.
May Allah accept your umrah.
أرجو ألا تنسوني في دعواتكم.
I hope you won't forget me in your prayers.
أسامة إن شاء الله.
If Allah wills.
تمارين
Exercises
1
1
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية
Answer the following questions.
2
2
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة فيه من باب تفعل.
Point out the verbs belonging to باب
تفعل
and their derivatives occurring in the main lesson.
3
3
تأمل المثال ثم هات المضارع والأمر واسم الفاعل والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية.
Learn the example, then write the مضارع, the أمر, the اسم الفاعل, and the مصدر of each of the following verbs.
4
4
تأمل المثال ثم هات المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية.
Learn the example, then write the مضارع, the أمر, and the مصدر of each of the following verbs.
5
5
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
6
6
تأمل الأمثلة لباب تفعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم الفاعل واسم المفعول واسم المكان.
Point out in the following sentences the verbs belonging to باب تفعل and their derivatives. The ماضي, the مضارع, the أمر, the مصدر, the اسم الفاعل, the اسم المفعول, and the noun of place in them.
7
7
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
8
8
تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص
Learn the example, then rewrite the following sentences using باب تفعل as shown in the example.
9
9
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
10
10
تأمل ما يلي
Learn the following.
املأ الفراغ فيما يأتي بمخصوص مناسب.
Fill in the blank in each of the following sentences using an appropriate
مخصوص تمرين شفوي
Oral exercise
يأتي كل طالب بمثال لي لاختصاص مستعملا الاسم المنسوب إلى بلده.
Each student gives an example of
الاختصاص
using the name of his people.
نحو
For example
نحن الهنود نحن اليابانيين نحن الأفارقة نحن الألمان نحن الإنكليز. 11
11
هات مضارع الأفعال الآتية
Give the مضارع of each of the following verbs.
12
12
هات مفرد خلفاء ورثة معاشر
Give the singular of each of the following nouns.
13
13
هات جمع رسالة حديقة أهل وفاه
Give the plural of each of the following nouns.
Review.
In this lesson, we learned the following. 1. Bab.
تفعل.
This bab is formed by prefixing ta to bab.
فعل. ta
plus
فعل.
For example,
تعلم.
He learnt.
تكلم.
He spoke.
تغدى.
He had lunch.
تلقى.
He received. The مضارع. As the verb is made up of five letters, the
حرف المضارعة
takes فتحة. For example,
يتكلم.
This bab commences with a ta. And if the
حرف المضارعة
is a ta, two tas come together. And this combination is somewhat difficult to pronounce. That is why one of the tas may be omitted in literary writings. Here are two examples from the Quran.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها.
The angels and the spirit, meaning Jibril, descend therein. Chapter 97, verse 4. Note.
تنزل.
4.
تتنزل. ولا تجسسوا.
Do not spy. Chapter 49. Verse 12. Note.
لا تجسسوا.
4.
لا تتجسسوا.
The أمر. It is formed by omitting the
حرف المضارعة
and the case ending. For example,
تتكلم.
تكلم.
The ناقص verb drops the final alif, which is written ya. For example,
تتغدى, تغدى.
Have lunch. The masdar. The masdar of this bab is on the pattern of
تفاعل.
For example,
تحدث.
He spoke.
تحدث.
Speaking.
تذكر.
He remembered.
تذكر.
Remembering. In the ناقص verb, because of the final ya, the dhamma of the second radical changes to kesra. For example,
تلقى.
He received.
تلقى. تلقن. التلقي.
تلقن.
4.
تلقي.
The ism al-fa'il. It is formed by replacing the
حرف المضارعة
with mu. The second radical has kasra in the ism al-fa'il and fatha in the ism al-maf'ul. For example,
يتعلم. متعلم. يتزوج. متزوج.
Here is an example of the ism al-maf'ul.
يتكلم. متكلم.
One who is spoken to. The noun of place and time. It is the same as the ism al-maf'ul. For example,
متوضأ
Place of wudu
متنفس
Breathing place This bab denotes, among other things, مطاوعة
المطاوعة
Which means that the object of a verb becomes the subject. For example,
زوجني أبي زينب.
My father married me to Zainab. Here, my father is the subject. There are two objects, me and Zainab. Now, if bab tafa'ala is used, I become the subject, and Zainab becomes the object, and my father has no role at all.
تزوجت زينب.
I married Zainab. Here is another example.
علمني بلال السباحة.
Bilal taught me swimming.
تعلمت السباحة.
I learnt swimming. 2.
لما سمعت الأذان ذهبت إلى المسجد.
When I heard the Adhan, I went to the mosque. Here,
لما
is a ظرف الزمان, meaning when. The verb following it and its جواب should be ماضي. For example,
لما توفيت رقية تزوج أختها.
When رقية died, he married her sister. In the Quran, chapter 6, verse 77.
فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي.
When he saw the moon rising, he said, This is my Lord. This
لما
is called
لما الحينية
لما of time.
It should not be confused with
لما
meaning not yet, which is called
لما الجازمة.
Footnote number 1. See book 2, lesson 21. 3. The word
نحن
we sometimes need specification. For example,
نحن الطلاب.
We the students.
نحن التجار.
We the merchants.
نحن المسلمين.
We the Muslims. This process is called
الاختصاص.
And the noun that it follows,
نحن,
is called
المخصوص.
As you can see, this noun is منصوب because it is the مفعول به of a supposed verb.
أخص
I specify or I mean. Here are some examples.
نحن الهنود نتكلم عدة لغات.
We Indians speak a number of languages.
نحن المسلمين لا نأكل لحم الخنزير.
We Muslims do not eat pork.
نحن الطلبة المتفوقين حصلنا على جوائز.
We the outstanding students received prizes.
نحن ورثة المتوفى نوافق على ذلك.
We the heirs of the deceased agree to that.